All right, so idolatry. I think everybody knows idolatry. Yeah, you make a little stone god and you kneel down to it and you pray to it. That's an idol. Yep. But guess what else is an idol? Anything that takes your focus off of God and giving him glory and living for him, loving him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. If you're not doing that, you are not serving God. You're serving your patriotism. You're serving the sinful world around you. You're serving your flesh. Ready? You're fitting in with people. You want to fit in with all these patriots. But America is sinful and wicked and corrupt and needs to be called out. So that a few people could be called out to the saving of their souls. There's no hope for America. Nope. There is no hope for America. She will not be spared or saved. There's hope for people in America. But guess what you got to do? You got to come out of America. You got to come out and you got to repent of every false way. You got to come out and seek after the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. You can't just live according to the ways of the world and patriotism around you. Oh, no. No, no. You have to seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth, walk in his ways, be born again by the gospel. And so idolatry, putting anything above God, your pride, your vanity, your 401k, your church system, your family, your own life. Jesus said, unless you lose your life, you have not the hope of eternal life to come. That means lose your life in him completely, serving him, living for him. Think about that. What idols are in your life and what one sin, like Jesus said to the rich man, will cause you to miss the kingdom of God? One lie will put you outside. Hey, 4th of July is a lie. It's not God bless America. God's coming to judge America. Test yourself, neighbor.